This is Ted Kennedy. I'm for the line item veto, but not the Wall Street Journal way. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the president ought to have a line item veto. It's worked for governors, it's a useful tool of economic policy, and Congress is protected by the power to override the vetoes. But lately, Al, the Wall Street Journal has been pressing this good idea in a kooky way. They've adopted a far-out constitutional theory that says the president already has the line item veto power. All he has to do is to use it. You better pull the reins in fast on that extremist idea, Al, before someone takes it seriously. The White House may want a line item veto, but the president can't just arrogate it to himself. No president has claimed the power for 200 years, for the simple reason that the Constitution doesn't provide it. The right way to get it, Al, is by amending the Constitution, not by reading the Wall Street Journal.
Well, I think I get it now, Ted. You say you favor the line item veto, except when it just might be used by Ronald Reagan. With your rich paranoia of both the Wall Street Journal and the president, however do you rest your old bones at night? Congress passed a massive spending bill late last fall that was chock full of the work of special interests. If Ronald Reagan had had line item veto authority, he would have put the kibosh on some of those multi-million dollar expenditures for cranberry research, blueberry research, the study of crawfish, and the commercialization of wild posies. The message going out to Congress is so clear, Ted. It's Congress that needs to pull in the reins, not Ronald Reagan. And really now, Ted, the nation's newspapers don't enact the laws. The Wall Street Journal is not the congressional record, but they have a great idea there. You should be helping. This is Senator Al Simpson. Tomorrow's April 15th. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Today's the day the tax bill comes due. But I have a couple of thoughts for Ted Kennedy on the whole process. We'll face off after this. Well, Ted, this is April 15th, and I have a novel proposition for you. A law to say that we folks who write the tax laws ought to be required to fill out our own tax returns. We in Congress might then think twice before enacting tax laws that are so complex and confusing. I voted against the tax reform measure. And while you're pondering that suggestion, Ted, don't you think you could hop aboard the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights? That's the legislation designed to put taxpayers on a more equal footing with the Internal Revenue Service. Taxpayers could also recover all of their reasonable costs incurred by them during an administrative or judicial proceeding if they are right and the IRS is wrong. The bottom line? Making the IRS more responsive to the taxpayer. After all, Ted, most Americans work the first 4 months of the year just to get to the break-even point. Are you ready to help them?
Al, I say give the reforms a chance. The first year under any new regime is always the hardest, Al. Writing tax laws is complicated and unpleasant stuff. But the loudest howls, Al, are not caused by the law's complexity. They're from people paying higher taxes because they've lost their loopholes under the old loophole-ridden law. 70% of the taxpayers came out ahead, but 30% who don't are doing 70% of the complaining, and that includes some of the fattest loophole artists. I'm all for Senator David Pryor's Taxpayer Bill of Rights, Al. Law-abiding taxpayers deserve a fairer shake from the IRS. Be clear about one thing, though, Al. The Taxpayer's Bill of Rights doesn't give Al Simpson or any other taxpayer the right to keep a loophole. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. Ted Kennedy, Ed Meese is not exactly a model attorney general. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, even a partisan Republican like you has to admit that it takes a strong deodorant to mask the fumes coming out of the Justice Department. Attorney General Meese is up to his armpits in allegations of misconduct. The work of the department is suffering, and so is its reputation. Granted, Al, the special prosecutor says Meese won't be indicted, but William Weld, chief of the criminal division and the number one prosecutor in the department, resigned, partly because he thought Meese should be indicted. Career law enforcement officers were proud to work in the Justice Department under attorneys general like Robert Kennedy and Elliot Richardson, Al, but they're embarrassed to work under Ed Meese. They're even spraying the walls with anti-Meese graffiti. How long can this go on, Al? The State Department is often called the fudge factory, but do we really want the Justice Department to be ridiculed as the sleaze factory?
Well, Ted, you're often typecast as the typical Eastern liberal left-winger, but today you're showing you could fit right in with some of those legendary lynch mobs of the Old West. No one in these United States, not you, not me, could pass the test of purity you try to apply to representatives of this administration. 14 members of the Congress have been tried and convicted under the Ethics in Government Act. 10 of them are Democrats. What about them? Many Democratic members of this Congress are currently being investigated for misuse of congressional funds. An independent counsel spent $500,000 of taxpayer bucks investigating Ed Meese, and no charges were brought forward. Disappointing, isn't it? Lacking any legal substance, you now mount your high horse, Ted. Watch out. You and your liberal pals could end up being bucked off on your duff. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Senate action to punish Mexico's drug control efforts. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. There's a misguided effort afoot to hammer Mexico on their drug control efforts. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, this country is trying to crack down on those countries who fail to cooperate with us in drug control efforts. We can now employ a number of tough sanctions and financial penalties against any country that allows the drug trade to flourish within its own borders. Mexico is a key to the whole operation. There is much room for improvement, but Mexico is indeed working to stem the flow of drug trade from there. Some folks are very impatient with Mexico, Ted. They would impose some very harsh sanctions against Mexico. Such sanctions would surely hinder any cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico on drug control, international debt, trade and investment, and immigration control. The sanctions are not appropriate, and the Senate was wrong to sock it to Mexico.
Al, this may be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. For once, we're facing off in the same direction. I agree it was a mistake for the Senate to let off steam on the international drug crisis by lashing out at Mexico. Current U.S. law is unsatisfactory. It requires the president to certify whether foreign nations are fully cooperating in the war on drugs. By any reasonable standard, Mexico meets that test, and Ronald Reagan was right to say so. Mexico can do more, but so can the United States. Just say no is no substitute for tough steps against drug traffickers. And don't forget, Al, the State Department winked at General Noriega's drug dealing in Panama for years because Noriega supported the Contras in Nicaragua. Mexico is different, Al. We're getting good cooperation from the top officials, and we won't get more by scapegoating Mexico for our own failures. We can't win the war on drugs, Al, by attacking our most important ally in the war. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on long-term care for the elderly. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to complete the unfinished business of Social Security by providing long-term care for the elderly. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, this country has done a lot in the past half century to guarantee decent and affordable retirement for the elderly. Social Security since the 1930s and Medicare since the 1960s have made an enormous difference. But in the 1980s, the miracles of modern medicine are enabling older Americans to live longer. Millions of senior citizens now face a growing crisis in the need for costly long-term care in their homes or in nursing homes. You don't have to be an Einstein to see the solution, Al. Long-term care should be added to Social Security. I call it life care, and we can pay for it like we pay for Social Security and Medicare through universal insurance, under which everyone contributes and everyone is eligible for help. Sign up now, Al, and we'll make life care a Kennedy Simpson bill.
Keep my name off your bill, Ted. FDR would have never believed what happened to his income supplement program called Social Security. There were 79 people paying in and one taking out when it all started. Now there are 3 people paying in and one taking out. We'll pay the piper on that one in the year 2030. A new program tied to Social Security? Really now, Ted, that's got more loose ends than a $10 hairpiece. The concept of trust fund financing only works to hide so many hideous financial problems in federal programs. We need some real spending reductions. We can then fund the worthwhile federal programs. Let's not create another new entitlement program, Ted. The debt limit of this country through May of 89 is $2,800,000,000,000. That isn't a legacy we should leave to our kids. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a vote for truth in budgeting. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy had a chance to endorse a little truth in budgeting last week, but he just couldn't do it. We'll face off after this. Ted, Congress has passed yet another budget resolution. There was one key vote during the debate, Ted, and you dodged another confrontation with fiscal reality. Social Security should not be counted as part of any honest budget just because that trust fund has a big surplus. It distorts the true deficit picture. But there are these other trust funds, military retirement, civil service retirement, unemployment trust fund. They will have a cumulative surplus of $482 billion by 1993. That sure makes a difference in computing the true deficit, but you insisted on leaving those in and making it look ever rosier. You wear your heart on your sleeve when it comes to Social Security, but you must stiffen your lip when it comes to talk of some really honest budgeting, Ted.
Wrong again, Al. I was doing my best to help the Senate keep body and soul together on the budget process, but old Al Simpson joined the budget burners, the right-wing brigade lobbing special interest hand grenades into the budget to destroy it. You talk oh so sanctimoniously about balancing the budget, Al, but you voted for wave after wave of cockamamie proposals to take major categories of spending out of the federal budget. You'd put highway spending off budget, airport and aviation spending, the Postal Service, the SEC, military retirement pay, civil service retirement pay, unemployment compensation, even the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. Don't balkanize the budget, Al. 15 little budgets are not better than one big budget. You're only kidding yourself, Al, and you're doing real harm to sensible efforts to beef up the economy and bring down the deficit. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on banning underground nuclear tests. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. A ban on nuclear tests is a top priority for arms control. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in 1963, President Kennedy negotiated the most hopeful step in the history of arms control, the treaty banning nuclear tests in the atmosphere. Since then, presidents of both parties have tried to extend the ban to all tests, including those underground. But so far, nothing has happened. Now there's a chance for real progress. Ending underground tests is the key to halting the whole arms race, Al. Without tests, neither side could create new generations of even more devastating weapons. The Senate will soon ratify the treaty limiting nuclear weapons in Europe, and President Reagan is going to Moscow next month to seek a treaty reducing intercontinental missiles. That's progress, especially compared to the arms race mentality that dominated the early years of this administration. But a ban on underground tests would be the best step of all, Al. How about joining me in urging President Reagan to propose it?
Well, don't that beat all, Ted. At the time when the Soviets are developing some high-energy beam weapons in addition to other exotic systems, you now seek to ban tests on similar American systems. Your call for an all-out ban on underground testing is not sound. Without tests, we have no way to determine if our existing stock of warheads is reliable. I could support an agreement to limit underground tests to one or two a year. Such an approach would stymie the development of new warheads, but would allow us to assure that our existing weapons provide the effective deterrence that is so crucial to our security. And if you really want a good proposal, Ted, we should require that both sides allow outside observers to set up sensitive seismic equipment in order to verify underground tests. Now that's a proposal with some sense and substance, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. The cry goes out to make the U.S. Postal Service a private enterprise. It's a bad idea. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, as we struggle to reduce the federal budget deficit, it has been necessary to require the U.S. Postal Service to absorb certain costs. The goal? To make the Postal Service a self-sustaining, cost-efficient operation. That is important. But some eager folks propose that we privatize the Postal Service. It's a bad idea. It's no secret that various mail delivery businesses would swiftly concentrate their efforts in the more lucrative major markets, and this country's rural communities would hear the death knell. Mail service is this country's oldest form of mass communications, and it should be readily available to all Americans. Cutting costs shouldn't cut folks cold when it comes to mail delivery. Are you ready to market return to sender, Ted?
Al, you hit the 25-cent stamp right in the stick'em today. People complain about the mail almost as much as they complain about the weather, with about the same result. Mail service is a problem, Al, but privatization is not the answer. If we turn the Postal Service over to the private sector, we'll destroy the principle of universal service to all communities. A private postal system would be run for profit first and service second. Cities and highly populated areas would fare better, but thousands of communities and millions of people in rural America would suffer. Congress and the administration are partly responsible for the present troubles, Al. In the panic over high deficits, postal spending has been an easy target for excessive budget cuts. As a result, investments needed to modernize the mail and make facilities more efficient have been cut back or put on hold. A Pony Express mentality won't solve the problem, Al, but privatization will only make it worse. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Workers and communities deserve notice in advance before factories are closed. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Reagan administration zealots have backed themselves into a corner as a result of their anti-worker ideology. The president is threatening to veto the massive trade bill, all because of one small provision, requiring business to give 60 days notice before factories are closed. According to a Business Week poll, over 80% of the people in every section of the country favor that provision. It's plain common sense, Al. Communities deserve advance warning so that they can deal with the hardships and devastation that occur when major factories shut down. Workers who give 30 years to a firm deserve more than 30 seconds notice before plant gates are padlocked and their jobs disappear. Can you really say with a straight face, Al, that President Reagan should kill the entire trade bill just so arrogant and irresponsible firms won't have to give notice before plants are closed?
Ted, if plant closing was so popular, fair, and simple as you say, it would have been passed into law on its own merits long ago. You know it's a loser. Plant closing has not one whit to do with international trade, and it ought to be jettisoned right off the trade bill. President Reagan is very much correct to veto any bill that has plant closing provisions attached. Some 34 senators have said before that they would support a veto of the trade bill if plant closing were included. That is enough to sustain a veto. Sure, employers should notify their workers in advance of a closing, whenever that's feasible, but demanding such actions, according to a rigid set of conditions, can only pressure shaky companies into bankruptcy, expose businesses to costly litigation, and discourage any expansion. That's bad stuff for everybody, Ted. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a costly and unjustified veterans bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. The Senate has just passed a veterans compensation bill that is most unwise and unjustified. But as usual, Ted Kennedy casts the easy vote, not the right one. We'll face off after this. Ted, we honestly spare no expense when it comes to caring for the veterans of this country. But Congress has just passed a bill that is potentially very costly and unjustified. The Radiation-Exposed Veterans Compensation Act of 1988. The bill adds 13 cancer-related diseases to the list of those presumed to be service-connected. That entitles a veteran with any of those diseases to receive compensation and medical care automatically. Ted, these are indeed terrible diseases, but there is no scientific justification for presuming that these illnesses are linked only to military service. All citizens are prey to them. Your vote was based on emotion, not scientific and medical evidence. That's really no way to legislate.
Al, your position just goes to prove three things. You have a heart of stone, a mind of mush, and an eye for the observed. We're talking about disabled veterans exposed to radiation, 220,000 military personnel on duty at various times from the end of World War II to 1963 served in locations where the United States was conducting nuclear weapons tests in the atmosphere. Years later, long after being discharged from the service, an unusually high percentage of these veterans have come down with leukemias and cancers. We've let these desperately ill veterans twist in the wind for too long, Al, while court after court wrangles over whether radiation or some other factor caused their disease. Nobody denies that radiation caused cancer. These veterans served their country honorably, Al, and they deserve help. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the War Powers Act and the Persian Gulf. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Is Senator Al Simpson ready to apply the War Powers Act to the Persian Gulf? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, the recent U.S. retaliation against Iranian ships and facilities in the Persian Gulf had broad bipartisan support in Congress. You and I disagreed last year about the administration's original decision to ride shotgun for reflagged Kuwaiti tankers. But now that our forces are deployed, there's no disagreement about their right to defend themselves. It's significant now that for the first time, the president consulted Congress before ordering U.S. forces into combat. The question is whether this new spirit of cooperation means that the president is finally prepared to apply the War Powers Act to our military presence in the Gulf. The act needs revision now, but its constitutional purpose is sound, to prevent any president from unilaterally taking us into war without solid support from Congress and the country. After the recent intense hostilities, Al, can you really deny that the War Powers Act should apply?
Ted, if we had followed your advice on the Persian Gulf, the Ayatollah would now be riding herd over that critically important region of the world. As it now stands, our U.S. forces are protecting the right of all nations' commercial shipping through the Gulf. Why invoke the War Powers Act? If anything, the events of the past week show just why that's not necessary. The purpose of the act was to assure that no president could involve U.S. forces without congressional knowledge or approval. The aim is noble, the execution is flawed, and even some of your Democratic chums are working at revision of the War Powers Act. You agree that President Reagan has worked with Congress on this action. Let's not tie the president's hands when the policy is working so well. Surely you wouldn't want to encourage those irrational Iranians to just wait it out till U.S. forces leave the region. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need for a real trade bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy is going to lose his standoff with President Reagan on the trade bill. We'll face off after this. Ted, Congress is sending the trade bill to the president. It has some darn good provisions. The administration worked hard with the Congress to compromise on a number of tough and very contentious issues. There is one big wart in the package, though, Ted, and it has your name all over it. The plant closing provision is wholly unacceptable to the administration, but that's not news to you. You knew that before. Foreign barriers are the biggest part of our trade problem. Busting down those trade barriers will be good for American business and American jobs. We need a tough, no-nonsense tool that strengthens our competitiveness. But you give the trade problem short shrift, Ted. The unions called in all the chips on you and your pals this trip. So let's hear some talk about the real issue. It's trade. Your choice here, Ted, is between a real trade bill or no bill at all.
Al, the administration has lost all proportion. The 1,000-page trade bill has one small provision the right wing dislikes. It makes corporations give 60 days' notice to workers and communities before factories are closed or layoffs occur. Call that a wart if you like, Al, but I call it fair, and so does the vast majority of Congress and the country. We knew the right wing would throw tantrums over that, Al. They have a congenital dislike for anything that smacks of workers' rights, but that doesn't mean the president should go along. Congress worked hard with the administration on other disagreements in the bill. We resolved all but one, the requirement of notice before plants are closed down or work is laid off. You say President Reagan should pick up his marbles and veto the bill just because of that, Al? If the right wing wants to pout, so be it. But I say sign the bill, Mr. President, and get this country moving on trade. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Wednesday night is 0 hour for undocumented aliens to apply for amnesty under the immigration law. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the 1986 immigration reform granted amnesty to all undocumented aliens in the United States since 1982 in return for tough penalties against those who enter the country illegally in the future. Experts estimate that 2 million people qualify for the amnesty, and they've had 12 months to apply. The deadline arrives at midnight this Wednesday, but only half of those eligible have applied. The poorest and the least educated are hurt the most. They've been afraid to apply. They don't know their rights, and now they're likely to lose them. Congress should have kept the door open longer, Al, by extending the time a few months. We extend deadlines for taxes. Why not for amnesty? But Simon Legree Simpson said no and blocked any hope of extension. How does it feel, Al, to slam a door on hundreds of thousands of fingers?
Let's cut through your self-induced hypnosis, Ted. You voted 4 separate times against the legislation I sponsored that established this legalization program. You voted 4 times to slam the door on all of the 1.8 million people who will have legal status in this country. The INS has gone far beyond the congressional requirements set out to publicize the program. We provided a stunningly long and generous application period, 12 months. Your careless talk of an extension does a serious disservice. You only confuse those persons who can and should apply before midnight Wednesday. There will be no extension. Pity the poor person who has listened to you and others like you. If any person is left out, Ted, that one's on your head, not mine. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a very real threat to the INF Treaty. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Some Democrats in the Senate are jeopardizing the INF Treaty, and they're using a 20-year-old technical dispute to do it. What's Ted Kennedy's role in this unbecoming activity? We'll face off after this. Ted, the Senate should act swiftly to consider and ratify the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, but the debate by the full Senate has been stalled by those who would rather debate the technicalities of an arms control treaty that is 20 years old. The debate revolves around authoritative interpretations of the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. The issue is dazzling in its complexity, but the bottom line is that there are those who obsessively oppose President Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative, and some would hold the INF Treaty hostage in order to kill SDI. That kind of hardball is very detrimental to the INF Treaty and to U.S.-Soviet relations, Ted. It ought to be stopped.
Al, there's a flaw in the INF Treaty, and there's no point in concealing it. The treaty's purpose has broad support, to eliminate nuclear missiles in Europe. But treaties are complex, Al, and the arrogant attitude of the administration is causing the problem. They say the treaty does not necessarily mean what the administration is telling us today, and that years down the road, a new administration can say, surprise, you didn't see the secret record of the negotiations. The treaty doesn't mean what it says after all. Far-fetched, Al? Hardly. That's what the Reagan administration did on the ABM Treaty. For 15 years, everyone assumed it did what it said and banned tests on weapons like Star Wars. President Reagan now tells us that the secret negotiating record means Star Wars can go forward. That's what this fight's all about, Al. INF is an essential treaty, and Congress wants no surprises. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a Senate initiative to combat the AIDS epidemic. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is finally doing something about AIDS. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, 7 years into the AIDS epidemic, Congress is finally establishing a policy to combat the disease. The Senate has voted far-reaching legislation to declare AIDS a health emergency and set new priorities for research, prevention, and treatment. The need is urgent, Al, because the epidemic has reached catastrophic proportions. 60,000 Americans have already come down with AIDS. 1 to 2 million other citizens are infected with the virus. Until research produces a vaccine or cure, the only means to control the disease is by educating the public in effective ways to halt high-risk behavior and stop the disease from spreading. Your right-wing friends want to fight AIDS with ideological gimmicks and punitive sanctions, Al, instead of following sound medical advice. The Senate was right to reject those gimmicks, Al. Your right-wing remedies will only make the epidemic worse.
The AIDS bill was passed, Ted. I voted for it, but you haven't registered on that yet. It passed big, and in fact, the bill has many provisions that were first put forward by our noted Republican leader, Bob Dole. It provides for over $1 billion for education efforts on AIDS, as well as for care and treatment of AIDS victims. The bill also includes funding for a massive media blitz, Ted. But here we're fighting a serious national health issue. We're not selling cornflakes. Is a Madison Avenue media blitz really the best way to use federal tax dollars? I have my doubts. The AIDS debate in the United States Senate included the thoughtful participation of Democrats and Republicans alike. Quit lobbing those looping curves in from left field, Ted. The AIDS bill was a real team effort. You're out. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.